Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I need Kim Kardashian to pick a job already because first she's a reality star and then she's studying for the bar and she's going to be a lawyer and now she's an actress because she was in American Horror Story and now she's going to be the star in a new film that just got signed with Netflix. So Deadline broke the news over the weekend that a comedy film called The Fifth Wheel just got sold after an apparent bidding war. And so now they have the rights to be able to create it. So Kim K has teamed up with two co-writers, Paula Pell and Janine Brito, to create this movie that is going to star Kim K with an ensemble of other female actors where she's going to be the quote unquote fifth wheel. One of the writers is already established in the comedy space. She's written for SNL and also was a part of Judd Apatow's This Is 40. So should be a pretty fun flick.
Yeah, Paula Pell is a really accomplished comedy writer and has starred in some of the movies along with some of the SNL characters. I didn't watch her in American Horror Story. Can Kim act?
I didn't see it either.
I saw a brief scene and I was shocked on actually how good she did.
You were pleasantly surprised?
I was pleasantly surprised,
yeah.
Yes.
Everybody on TikTok has been raving about how good she actually did, which you would hope so. As Kim Kardashian, with all the money and resources in the world, you would hope that she would take a couple of acting classes before you have a very prominent role in one of the biggest shows on TV. I mean, she wasn't just like a guest star. I mean, she was holding down the fort.
Well, I mean, she did get her big break in film.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Sure did. A break indeed.
So she was destined.
Very skilled. Very skilled.
All right. Speaking of Kardashians, did y'all see that photo of Beyonce from the premiere?
WTF. Yes. As I'm scrolling, I did not think that was Beyonce. I thought it was a Kardashian.
I thought it was Kim Kardashian. Oh. So Beyonce just had her premiere for her Renaissance concert film over the weekend, and you know, everybody showed up and showed out. And as I was scrolling through the photos of who went to this premiere, I was like, where's Beyonce? Did Beyonce not go to her own film? Did she not show up? And she did, but she just looks like a Kardashian. She has a platinum blonde wig. A lot of people noted that her skin tone looks lighter. She looks a little washed out.
She definitely does.
And I mean, she looked amazing. She just did not look like Beyonce.
No. She looks beautiful. But yeah, I was trying to figure out if it was the lighting, if it was all the silver, because it looked very whitewashed.
So I saw like thumbnails of these pictures from the premiere and just went right through them. And I thought that picture was a Kardashian. I didn't, but you guys just mentioned it. I looked at it. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's Beyonce.
Wow. I don't think I would have known that was her either.
Uh-uh.
Exactly.
Is that the lighting? Like, what is that?
I don't know what it is. It has to be the lighting in this. They're saying that's the reflection of the silver and the lighting that's causing her to have such a lighter skin tone.
You can see on her dress reflecting back, they probably have a lot of cool toned ring lights, which can wash out.
Whoever it is hot.
Well, it was weird to me because I was looking at, you know, all the outfits because people really did like show up for this. I was reading like the details behind what people were expected to wear and how and like the dress code for it, and apparently it was cozy opulence. I don't know where the cozy was, but it was very opulent, and some of the outfits were absolutely incredible. And the guests were really kept in the dark about a lot of the details behind this premiere. So apparently they all got invitations that just said it's going to start at 7, come in a cozy opulent outfit, but they didn't know where it was until about 24 hours before they were given the heads up, like, hey, show up to the Goldwyn Theater in Beverly Hills. So everyone was kind of like, Where are we going? We're going Applebee's for this? Where are we heading until about one day before? But yeah, Lizzo went, Janelle Monáe, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams were there, Halle Bailey. All the big stars came out. All right, Megan Thee Stallion is in a new pitch meeting or a new clip for the Paris Olympics, where she is, quote unquote, in front of a committee trying to pitch her idea for the Summer Olympics in 2024. So she's basically like, oh, we should have like fire breathing horses and they should have wings. And that's going to be the Olympics hot girl style. So it's just kind of a funny little sketch to get people excited for the Olympics next year. Or I should say the Olympics. All right. It's supposed to be one of Disney's biggest blockbusters of the fall. And it bombed this weekend. I'll tell you what audiences are saying about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.